Warrior, you landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Warriors! Coach JB, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember what you believe in your heart? You think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. You landed on the best podcast in the whole wide world, and I am the greatest of all time, as are you, my friend. Oh, man. I have something really cool to tell you guys. Here's a real cool thing. I'm about to let you know something very, very, very special. Did you know that you are actually a fortune teller? Did you know that every single one of you has the ability to predict and shape your future? Did you know that? And I want to make it as simple as humanly possible. Okay. Today is Wednesday, and you have to understand that you are a professional at manifestation, that you are an absolute professional at it. Here's why. You are so good. You are so good at complaining about and worrying about and stressing about your future. Isn't that wonderful? You are doing such a good job at that. Such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. And all you have to do, warriors, all you have to do is do the exact same thing with positivity. It's called manifestation in reverse. Everybody's, you know, comes back at me and says, oh, manifestation is demonic, or the secret is demonic, or this and that. God says, pray with discernment. God just doesn't sit big. God's looking at you and say, look at, I made you. You're beautiful. You're made of the thing, same makeup as stars. And you're going to sit there and act like I didn't give you the ability to think. I didn't give you this beautiful brain to use. What is your problem? Like, what is going on? These people that sit in a box and pray, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying they pray. Pray, God, give me a car. God, Lord, help me. Give me a job. Oh, help me, help me. And God's like, you just passed McDonald's, they're hiring. You just passed Burger King, they're hiring. But you can't humble yourself to get a job, just to put in the faith without works, and just or faith with works. Okay, so here's the thing, warriors. You are one decision away. One small decision from changing a pattern that will change the frame, your free frame of mind, which will change your thoughts, which will change your vibration, which will change your world. So you just have to make one good decision today. That's it. Just one small good decision. That's it. Drink some freaking water. Drink 32 ounces of water and fast for 2 hours before when you get up. Just don't eat shitty food when you get up. Just drink some water. Wait 2 hours to eat. Give your body a little bit of time to rest. That's one small good decision. Okay. Instead of being an asshole in the morning to your spouse, say, I love you. Give them a big ass hug without expectations. Get up and make your bed. One decision. You don't have to fucking radically change your life. What I did was I started making one good decision at a time. And then I stacked into two good decisions at a time. And then three good decisions at a time. That's why those of you who are in my Warrior Academy, if you're not going through the 120 challenge, shame on you. Straight up, shame on you. Here's why. Because I don't care how rich you get in crypto, you're never going to be wealthy. The reason why is because if you don't get disciplined in life, you're going to have horrible patterns when you're a millionaire. Trust me, you're going to have shitty eating patterns because now you're going to have abundance. Trust me, when you get, I've called myself out. I started getting comfortable. I got a nice apartment. I got a little apartment, nothing fancy. I got a nice little brand new apartment, and you know, it's beautiful. We have a nice little place, but I'm a kind of a small minimalist type guy, you know, but you know, I got fucking comfortable. I was sleeping on my mama's couch, man, fucking on the floor for a year and a half back and forth. My kids got the rooms, and with the little 1100 square foot home, we were piled in there for a year and a half, and I was fucking, that was a grind. It's like, oh, I'm in the grind. I'm this. And then, you know, it was this cool story. And all of a sudden I get comfy, man. I get comfy. You know, it's like I all of a sudden have this nice bed and it's comfy. And then I got the freaking, you know, kids got settled in. We're going to the store. We're going to Costco. And we're getting the fucking buying the food we don't need. You know, shit we don't need. And all this, you got abundance. And you're going out to eat and shit. And it's like, oh my gosh. No. I was like, no, one good decision. Start meal prepping again. One good decision. I started meal prepping again. Boom. Another good decision. I talked to my team. I'm like, guys, I need private time. I need 3 days a week where I can train on my own, and fucking two good decisions. Okay. And then three good decisions. I was like, okay, now I'm hiring a coach. I got my coach, my breathing coach, my meditation, my ice bath. Boom. Three good decisions. Now I'm fucking on track. Warrior mode, full on warrior mode, completely transformed my life to level 2 warrior, right? Three good decisions. That was it. But you don't have to completely, you don't have to jump in ice baths. You don't have to, you know, stop pornography. You don't have to stop masturbation. You don't have to do all this stuff. All you have to do is make one small good decision. That's it. Just a day. Just one a day, or do one and then ride that for about a week. Just ride it for a week, Wars. Just do it for a week. Just follow me on this. Because everybody thinks you got to fucking get the new shoes and the new iPod and, you know, fucking start a whole workout program and start your diet. Just do one thing. Just change one thing. Your body will thank you. Just one small thing, Warriors. You can do this. I'm encouraging you. I'm clapping for your words, because I'm the type of warrior that's going to clap for your success. Because what I've experienced in the last freaking 4 months has been remarkable. 5-6 months is there's been a lot of people that clap for me when I was down and out. They loved it, man. They loved the grind story and the losing my money 3 times and just grinding and, you know, and struggling, because they loved it. They loved being around me. But when I started succeeding, all of a sudden, JV's got an ego. I've been saying the same shit. If you've been listening to my podcast, nothing's changed. It's now I'm succeeding. Now the monetary is showing up in the physical world, because I finally fucking did. I never gave up, and I'm finally being rewarded for all the hard work I put in. That's when you see, I will clap for you, brother and sister. I will clap for your ass. If you become a multi, it's not even about money to me. I think that's if you know me and you understand me. It's not about money to me. All this shit could go away and I'd still be happy. That's when abundance comes. And it's by the decisions that I make, because I built a foundation around myself because of decisions I make. I can rightfully stand up and say I'm the greatest of all time because I believe it, because I work out, I do the nutrition, I hardly masturbate. Sometimes I break, and I tell you guys when I break, it's probably too much information, but that's what I choose to do. I say I'm the greatest of all time, but I back it up, Warriors. I back it up. Okay. And you can do the same thing, Warriors. And it's not about trying to be like JV. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, I want to be like you, JV. No, you don't want to be like me. You don't. This is fun to me. This is not fun to most people. And I don't expect anybody who works in my Warrior Academy, they know that. I want them to be themselves. If they don't like working out, then fucking don't work out. Go for a walk. Go for a run. You don't have to beast out like me. You know something, it's not the greatest. I mean, I got a freaking injury on my arm. I just keep going. It's probably not the best thing to do what I do all the time. I'm all beat up. My freaking arm hurts. You know, it's just what it is. It's what I like to do. If you like to go for a walk, go for a walk, Warriors. But one good decision day. Can you promise me one fucking good decision? That's all you got to do. Drink some water. Okay? This isn't fucking complicated. Just one brick at a time. Just one good decision. Drink some water. Stop complaining, fast a little bit, get your shit together. If you're in the academy, get your ass in the 120 day challenge, straight up. Get in the 100, stop making excuses. Stop saying, oh, you know, I got this injury, I got this. Just fucking walk. Walk. Just fill out your homework. Do the goal setting. Do it with your spouse, partner, or loved one. And you know, that's all I gotta say today. That's all I gotta say, Warriors. I do wanna leave with this and just say I appreciate you guys a lot, like more than you know, more than you know. I don't take this for granted, Warriors. I really don't. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate a love, you know, just amazing messages. And I appreciate those who love me for who I am, because I've always been this person. I've always been this person. I just was a pushover. I let people take advantage of me. A lot of people did take advantage of me because I'm a really nice guy. If you know me, I'm a really, really nice guy. I take care of people. That's just what I do. But I finally stuck up for myself and I said, you know what? You're not going to take advantage of me. You're not going to manipulate me. You're just not. If you don't add value to my life, you're not going to be in my life. Does that make sense? If you need help, I'm putting some gum in my mouth. If you need help, I'll help you out. But I'm not going to fucking put up with people's bullshit anymore. I'm not going to. Because if there's not a mutual value exchange, right? If there's not a mutual value, why? Why would I keep my life? So that I could, you know, not hurt their feelings? Like, people will suck from you like a leech. I don't know what this has to do with anything. Make some good decisions. Love you guys. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together.